living their lives out when he gutted him. Well, he'd hang their liver and their lights up there on the side of a tree or hook or something like that until he finished the rest of the hog. That's the best beat in the world. Get you to go there and take your knife and slice you off a little piece of that liver, you know, and get you a sharp stick. Oh, so long to where you won't get right up in that fire and take you something other than shove the fire part back where you just got the coals down there. And take that piece of liver and just kind of wad it around there. Kind of cook it on them coals. Sprinkle a little salt on it. Now, brother, that's good. A lot of people don't like liver, but I do. People used to go, they had hogs in the swamp. They'd mark their hogs, everybody, just like the cattle. They'd have hogs in the woods and in the swamp, too. And most every one of them had them a good hog dog. Had that old dog trained. You go down to find an old site, had a bunch of pigs. Well, that old dog knew just how to keep them hogs rounded up, keep them old, little old pigs close to its mother. Well, they'd get them a long pole, about like a fishing pole, and have a string on it. Catch them pigs to mark them or castrate them. You take that little small string of rope and had it hanging off the end of it, and them pigs that feed them corn, they always had a sack of corn. They'd shell it off the cob and feed them. They'd go in the swamp there. A lot of times the old dog would find them, and of course, if the hogs were tame, they could call them.
How'd they call them?
Hear them for miles. Cows the same way.
Down the floor.
Well, they'd take that string on that pole, and they'd been to have a loop on the end of it. They'd manipulate it around there, they'd get some of them old pigs around the head, and they'd pick him up. Well, the old dogs minded them all the time. They'd keep the whole sow contained.
Mm-hmm.
Get that little pig out there and castrate him and mark him, cut his tail off, turn him loose. Each one knew his mark and knew his hogs.
Did you ever have any hogs that come up wild?
Oh yeah. Yes, sir.
What were they called? The ones that...
A stag. Or a wild boar. Most of the time when they knew they were babbling, now they'd watch the dogs, they wouldn't let the dogs and keep them close. Well, them old wild boars, they had tushes out there 3 or 4 inches long, side of his mouth, and they'd let the dog get a hold of them, he'd just gut them, throw that head around there and slash them. Mm. I've seen them, most all the time, they'd take a needle and thread with them. If the dog got cut by a hog, they'd get him up there and sew it up. I've seen them with their guts cut out, or their guts hanging out. Old hogs. You don't see them no more. You don't see no hogs in the swamp now. People got to steal them. They'd go in there and shoot them, take them off. You didn't know what happened to them. No more hogs in the swamp.